Over the past 2 months, there have been 17 suspected attacks on cell phone towers around the country. The most recent was in Auckland over the weekend. Investigative journalist David Farrier has been looking into two conspiracy theories that have emerged in recent months and could be behind the attacks. David joins me now. Hi there.
Hey, Jesse.
Kia ora, thanks for your time today.
Okay. It's been a strange time, and I think the conspiracy theories doing the rounds just make it even stranger.
Indeed. When did people start thinking about, worrying about, conspiring about 5G?
So the 5G conspiracy theory, and that's the theory that the radiation from 5G will kill us all, and that governments and local body politicians are out to cover that up. That kind of started way back in 2016. So it's been this really slow boil that started with a few fringe conspiracy websites, then sort of in late 2016 made the jump to YouTube, then in 2017 it was on Reddit, then suddenly it's Twitter. And then by the time we get to 2020, it's made its way to New Zealand, where there's protests in Auckland and Christchurch that, you know, 5G is going to mean the end of humanity. So it's been going on for 4 years now.
I suppose it's a bit of a spectrum, right? You could say that we haven't had 5G long enough to really to find out exactly what it does, if anything, and you would probably be at the kind of milder end of the concern. But then there's this, I guess, at the other end is people who think that we, the media, are involved in the conspiracy, that, as you say, local body governments are involved, that that there is a group of people who are out to get the general populace, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's definitely a spectrum across all people that, you know, are curious about conspiracy theories, whether they're just reading about them and they're not sure about this new 5G stuff. You know, they're hearing about it for the first time. New technology is always a bit scary. But I guess what kind of blew my mind about this 5G conspiracy theory is how it's, I mean, one of the first things I did when all the COVID-19 conspiracy theories happened is that I started joining all the anti-5G groups I could. And the membership has jumped in a lot of these groups from, you know, 2,000 people to 13,000 people. And now we're having people actually taking direct action and, you know, going out and modeling what people are doing overseas and setting fire to cell phone towers. So the disturbing thing, I think, with 5G is that it's gone from a casual kind of a curiosity to people actually acting on it, which doesn't usually happen with this kind of thing, or not as quickly.
You are, in a sense, the face of 5G. I don't know if you're the perfect person to be writing this story, or maybe just an ironic person writing the story, but you were involved in a commercial campaign for 5G, and I suppose that gives you a particular insight as to the vehemence of people who are anti the technology.
Oh, absolutely. And it's been fascinating because I was really worried about doing a commercial because, you know, obviously instantly that makes me a sellout. But I've found it really, you know, engaging in a way because the number of people I've had sending abusive messages to my Facebook or, you know, tapping me on the shoulder in person sort of to berate me about being part of the global elite who are trying to sell 5G back to the population has just been massive. And that's where I sort of realized, oh man, you know, here in New Zealand, people are incredibly passionate about this. And I mean, that was a wake up call, you know, when death threats start arriving in your Facebook inbox. Wow. And then, I mean, what I noticed, which was really interesting to me, and I wrote an in-depth piece for the spin-off about this today, but once COVID hit and conspiracy theories started doing the rounds incredibly quickly around COVID, you know, whether it was lab generated or whether, you know, whether it was a weaponized biological form of weaponry. What I noticed really quickly is that the 5G crowd, the anti-5G crowd and the COVID-19 conspiracy crowd kind of joined up forces pretty quickly, and you had some pretty wild theories going around, like 5G was actually sort of a platform that COVID was using to spread throughout the population. And I think that's when these membership groups of these anti-5G Facebook pages grew so much, is because, you know, New Zealanders locked in their homes, really worried and feeling uncertain about what was going on with this virus, and just being so unsure about what this pandemic meant. Suddenly they saw an anti-5G thing pop up, and that gave them an answer. It's like, oh, okay, this 5G thing I've been hearing about over the last year or so, that sounds pretty dangerous. Maybe the fact that COVID-19 is suddenly spreading is because all these towers are going up. And so those two theories combining over the last 2 months has been just a really wild thing to watch. And I think it's why people are even more passionate about it, and they're actually going outside. And, you know, we've had, you know, these attacks, primarily in Auckland, but also in the north and some down south, where, you know, people are burning towers. That it's escalated very quickly, which has definitely been aided by all the COVID-19 misinformation spreading.
You talk about being tapped on the shoulder by some of these people. How would you characterize them? Just normal people who believe fringe theories, or do they have something about them that would help you to spot them in a crowd?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing I've noticed, and I've met three of them in person who I would categorize as being unpleasant, just in that, just a general, I suppose, rudeness about them. You know, I wasn't assaulted or anything. It was just, they were rude to me.
And you're fried, eh?
The main thing they have in common, I think, is that they also latch on to other conspiracy theories. So a lot of them will be really against 1080 in a huge way. One of them was also a flat earther, and they openly talked about this because I questioned them about what else that they were concerned about, and one of them raised both those things. So there's definitely, you know, there's a certain sort of person, I think, that when they have done their own, you know, say calling it doing their own research online, when they've found one conspiracy theory, there's a pretty high probability that they're all going to believe other conspiracy theories as well. So the main thing I think I've learned is that, yeah, if they believe in one, they're probably going to believe in more, and you cannot reason or talk themselves out of it, especially when you're a guy who's done a 5G commercial.
Indeed. Hey, we haven't talked much about the COVID conspiracies. What are you hearing?
Well, look, I'm sure you, Jesse, have had friends that have shared the pandemic documentary or the first 20 minutes of the documentary on your wall. You know, they're everywhere and they're incredibly popular. And, you know, the big theory doing the rounds is that COVID-19 is a lab-generated thing by the deep state, purely created so that you have to pay Big Pharma a lot of money for the vaccine. And the thing we've seen in the last couple of weeks especially is Bill Gates has now been dragged into this. So he's responsible for the entire thing. So it's just happening really quickly, and I think that's because, you know, unlike the 5G theory, which has been kind of slowly building steam over the last 4 years, with this pandemic, suddenly we've had a lot of people locked inside, a lot of people really scared, a lot of people watching YouTube. And so the people generating the pandemics of this world, you know, these so-called documentaries full of health misinformation, they've got this captive audience that they can preach to. And it is like preaching. It's at times incredibly dishonest in the way these videos are constructed. And they're meant to be, you know, they want to get you on board. It's a form of propaganda. And if you don't know what you're looking for, then it's very easy to get caught up in it, especially when you're locked at home with nothing else to do all day.
You're a member of some of these groups. What was the reaction, if any, online when news broke that people were starting to set fire to these cell phone towers in New Zealand?
I mean, that was the really disheartening thing, because the comments, you know, in all of these Facebook groups, these anti-5G groups, people post the news articles whenever there's a new cell phone tower burning, and often well, not often, I should say, half of the times that I've noted so far, it's been members of those groups that have claimed responsibility. But, you know, I'm just reading through some comments now. Good effing job. Heaps more to torch. 6 likes. Families come first. Opposing radiation sickness is not a crime. Followed by a death threat to Jacinda Ardern, which I just reported to the police this morning. It's active encouragement, and what's happened over the last couple of days is they're now doing what they do overseas with some of the theories like QAnon, where they're commercializing them. So now, for $60, you can get your anti-5G T-shirt. You know, that's a lot of money, I would argue, for a T-shirt, but under that post, there's a whole lot of people saying, you know, where can I get it? Can I advertise this elsewhere? People so excited about being able to buy this T-shirt representing this thing they're incredibly passionate about. And so, in summary, I'd say that every time a cell tower is set alight, be it anything to do with 5G or just a random thing they've found that has nothing to do with 5G, but is probably just a 4G situation. It's just people cheering them on. They're encouraging each other, and there's 13,000 people in this one group I'm looking at the moment looking on.
And this is not your job, David, but I'll ask you anyway. As you say, some people who believe this stuff will never be convinced otherwise, but there might be people in the middle who for whom some of the stuff sort of sounds relatable or believable. So can you say anything to reassure people who have doubts about the potential health hazards of this new cell phone network?
I would say, I mean, if you just Google Dr. Michelle Dickinson and 5G, she's a New Zealand doctor who does a lot of work with the media, and she's written some really clear columns about the science behind 5G and what radiation means when it comes to cell towers. So she's really good. The trouble is, anyone that writes about the science on any kind of major platform will just be silenced automatically by the conspiracy crowd, because to them they've already sold out to the media. Yeah. So for those people, there's a website, disinformationindex.org, and they do a lot of writing there about the origins of these theories. And if people can look and see where they started, that this 5G thing we're all worried about was seeded back, you know, in 2016, and who it was seeded by and where it traveled and how it's gotten to the point where we're now burning cell towers in New Zealand, I like to think that they will then see that, hey, maybe once I can see the origin of the stuff, it will be less mesmerizing for them and less, you know, they'll see where it came from and that it isn't a reality. It's just this, it's like an echo chamber that's just got, it's larger and larger and larger. And if people can see that, I think that is a better way to convince them. So disinformationindex.org, it's a not-for-profit in the UK, and they're doing some incredible writing about this stuff.
It would be ironic if the people following these and promoting these conspiracy theories were themselves the victims of somebody who had really set out to maliciously spread false information. They were actually playing into the plan, the tactics of somebody.
Absolutely. And increasingly, there is evidence that this whole 5G situation is a targeted disinformation campaign. And I won't go into it now, but obviously Russia is pretty good at doing this stuff. And you know, whether the 5G thing just started as some idiot kids on one of those idiotic Chan forums posting, whether it's just scared people in the far north of New Zealand who don't know what to believe, or whether it has been seeded by a group that actually want disruption in society like this, I think we'll be hearing a lot about that in the next couple of months.
Hey, thanks for the work you've done on it, David. We'll send people to the Spinoff website to read your in-depth piece. For now, David Farrier, lovely to chat with you as always.
It's a pleasure, Jesse. Thank you.